Okay, I'm calling to order this meeting of Pacifica's National Finance Committee here on Tuesday, May 19th. And let's see, our first order of business will be to take the roll. So if our secretary could do that, that'd be great.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Grace Aaron?
Grace!
All right. Ryan Edwards-Tiekert? Sherry Gendelman? Campbell Johnson? Alberto Luera?
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Summer Reese? Jamie Ross?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Susan Young?
Here.
Brian
Grace Aaron?
That's Brian.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, we got six now.
We have six. Okay, good. So let's see, everybody. Welcome to the meeting. And I'm glad you're all here. And let's see, I'd like to thank LaVarne for the cash flow document. And let's see, I sent out a draft agenda earlier this afternoon along with the cash flow document in the Excel form and an old budget timeline. So I hope everybody received those documents. Let's see, the draft agenda I proposed for this evening was one, to review the cash flow document and to assess our unmet cash needs for the rest of the year. Two, we have a request from the PNB to assess the feasibility of being able to fund the elections along with everything else, the board elections that are coming up this fall. Three, update on the fund drives that are currently ongoing. And four, budget timeline. I suggest that we approve and or revise and then approve the document that Brian sent us from the old budget timeline and review where we stand with that. So are there any changes to the agenda? Any other items people would like to add?
Question, sir?
Yes, go ahead, Alberto.
What time do you want to end our meeting? 9:30 your time?
9:30. Well, that'd be good. Let's say 10:40. Let's say 11. I don't know.
Okay.
It's now quarter of nine our time, so maybe we'll get done before that. If we get done before that, that would be great, but 11 is the outside latest.
Okay, this is Grace. I'm back.
Okay.
And I'd like to add a $15,000 item for sexual harassment training for paid and unpaid staff.
Didn't we do that last time?
We did that last time, Grace.
And what was our outcome, though?
It would cost $15,000.
It would cost $15,000.
All right.
And then we would... Sorry.
What we did was to confirm the estimate, and we made that report to the PNB at the last meeting.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't take it up. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
and,
sorry.
Any other changes?
As I was asking about the timeline... Is that a good, the way you have it scheduled, is that a good sequence of events to get the most important thing out of the way and move down?
What, our agenda?
Yeah, your agenda. Is that a good sequence of events?
Well, it seemed like a good sequence of events to me, but if people don't think it's a good sequence of events, we can revise it.
Well, I just want to make sure we get the timeline for the budgets before the end of the meeting tonight. That's all.
Okay, well, we could make sure we get to that by 10:30 if we hadn't gotten to it.
Okay, and I have one other nagging concern.
Okay.
I want to get a report on Brian Edwards-Tiekert's questions on the audit from the last meeting. What was the result of the inquiry?
There was going to be
some inquiries on Brian's four or five points he had that were obviously very important for all of us.
Okay, report we audit questions. Why don't we add that as a small item? We could put it...
Perfect.
We could put it as number five.
And what will that be?
Report we read the questions on the audit brought
that
forward
Brian
by Brian
had
the last meeting. It'll be a very short item. Okay. Are there any other changes or revisions?
We should probably put
our Paul.
Yeah, we should probably put times on these things.
Okay. Well, review cash flow. Why don't we say that? That's a big. That's a big item. I'd say 1 hour.
50 originally, and I paid 240.
I hear somebody talking back there.
Oh, see, I don't need to do. Sorry.
LeVar, we're all privy to your conversation right now.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. And assess feasibility of being able to afford elections. That should be pretty obvious after the cash flow. So, how about 10 minutes?
The line on here
Fund drive update, that could be 10 minutes.
Sure.
The other item, budget timeline, that could be a little bit longer. Let's say 20 minutes. And the other report re-audit questions, actually that'll be very short, as you'll see. Let's make that 10 minutes. Okay?
So you have...
1 hour.
We have less than 2 hours of meeting there. Okay.
Excellent.
Well, we'll see what happens. I imagine it won't go down that way. But okay. Anyway, so let's. Well, unless there's any objection, why don't we move to item one, which is to review the cash flow document. And
we have to approve that agenda first. Then.
Okay. Well, is there? I heard no objection. Okay. Okay. So let's take a look at the cash flow document. Now, I think you all got all this. You all got this in your inboxes. It's an Excel sheet with several tabs: tab for consolidated, and a tab for each one of the units, including National Office and Pacifica Radio Archive. And we just got it this afternoon, so I have not had time to review it in detail. I have looked at the WBAI part, on which I'm prepared to comment, but. Are there any comments from the group here on this? Or is LeVarne there? She's still... Okay.
She's nearby.
She's in the background. I can hear her.
Okay, well, why don't we proceed without her until she gets pushed out of the call. So let's see. How should we proceed? I'm prepared to give some comments about BAI. Do any of the rest of us have other people had a chance to review this? I believe, Brian, you posted some questions, right?
Yeah, I've got some questions, mostly on the national cash flow and just a couple to understand how the document works. It's a new format. I think it's a great format, by the way. I'm very grateful for this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
And we need LeVarne for those questions, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're working here tonight.
Oh, okay.
Efren has done an outstanding job, and this is what happens when you have the resources to do the things that need to get done, and then the other matter is the training matter in terms of getting people to respond timely to these requests. But yeah, this is really excellent.
Okay, LeVarne, would you do you want to make any notes of introduction or any comments about the document, or should we just ask you questions?
No, I do have something written. Let me just find it. Here it is right here. Okay. Well, but what I basically what I wanted to say was that, what we're trying to present here is the request, which I think the request has been out there for the last 6 years that I'm aware of, to have a consolidated cash flow. And due to the current board, the current National Finance Committee, the request is the same thing. So we finally, over the period since I've been here, we have had the resources to get this done. And it's almost complete. The only thing missing is WPFW, but it shouldn't change that much because WPFW before was basically flat. So we still have to work on that. But, I want to say first that Efren, who came up as the FP&A analyst manager, he pulled all the stuff together, the format together, and he did it in conjunction with the format for the plan. And when we start talking about the plan, we can talk about the budget for 2010. We can talk about that and how he has it set up and basically the formulas are in there, and we can get in detail on that if you would like to. But is the first consolidated cash flow, and it's for the remaining months of the fiscal year. And we certainly appreciate the work that Efren has put in that. And basically, it shows our business, the nature of the business of radio, of community-supported radio, where you hear on the air that your income comes from the listener, and the cash comes in during a major fund drive, and that cash is slowly replenished during the year. And what we do is that we actually, there are some actions that actually support that brings in cash also. That includes the CPP, CSG grants. It includes all of the affiliates' income, PRA sales, mail drive income that comes through the national office, the subcarrier income, and various donations and grants. And that if we looked at where we are today, and we're just going through a fund drive in May with most stations, and I believe LA starts in the 1st of June, but we're forecast in the end of May the cash balance to be $1,650,000. But at the end of September, we're forecasting it to be $774,000. So again, it just shows the nature of the business, that the fund drives don't begin again until October, which is also a time of CPP funding. And that's what this basically presents. And the detail we can go over in terms by station and by the archives and the national office.
I have a question.
Okay, thank you, LaVon. Let's see, should we take a stack then? We have R. Paul, we have Brian, we have myself.
And Susan, add me to the stack.
Okay.
Thanks.
Make a note here. Okay, R. Paul, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so you're projecting that in all of Pacifica there will be 880 grand on September 30th?
774. I think this is the unrestricted, the bank balance. Unrestricted, not all of Pacifica, no. This, we're only looking at the unrestricted, I believe. We don't have the restricted on there.
Where is that number, 700?
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
It's on the consolidated.
No, it isn't.
I have
880. Here it says 880.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have an updated version. Let me go to the older version. I'm sorry. We've been working this every minute of the day. So we'll have to find the earlier version. Sorry, I sent out the newer version, but yeah, you guys don't have it, so that's fine.
Can you send it right now?
It's already sent.
Oh.
I sent it about, I don't know, 15 minutes ago or more, 30 minutes. I sent it on the half hour, I think.
So, oh, here it is.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, we've been working it every hour as new information comes in.
I haven't gotten it, Jamie. Could you forward to the whole committee?
Yeah, I will. Wait, I don't actually see the we didn't get the attachment, though.
Oh, really?
I don't see an attachment here.
Okay, well, let you know what? I'll send it to my LAL account, so I'll send it out from there.
Okay. Thank you.
The other thing is, one second.
Salud.
All right, we're coughing and sneezing and doing all that stuff over here, and oh, it's fun. Now, without mentioning names, there's a community events line that's relevant to BAI, but I see that in KPFA, on the KPFA sheet at cell J34, we're showing that community event as income, and I'm wondering, is that a... Should that be someplace else in there?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, it does say the name in there.
Yeah, and as far as
I know, it looks like they took the heading from the BAI sheet.
Probably. Right, exactly.
So that should be without the name, just community events without the name.
Yeah, it's just the one line. But thanks for catching that. We'll update it.
But LaVar,
but you know, anything you can raise for us, R. Paul. Okay.
I ain't the guy doing it, let me tell you. Although I did do 1964 on Monday morning.
Yeah, if you raised $50 from me.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Thank you.
So then, but this income line, the income line there on line 34 that shows $72,000, that is a real, that's a real event, right?
From APFA, I think that that's when the, maybe you can correct me, Brian, but I think that's when...
I think it's when booth fees are due for the craft fair.
Yes, very good.
The craft fair is in December, but you start to see cash about 3 months out.
Okay. Okay, R. Paul, was that your question then?
Yeah, before we get to BAI, but yeah, that's my question so far.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Brian?
Yeah, let me just pull up my questions. Hold on a second. So first question was on the line of credit, the national office cash flow.
Yes.
Shows $300,000 in restricted funds being used to pay off the line of credit in July.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, which restricted funds are they, and do we have confirmation that's a permissible use?
No. I have to go to the PNB to get permission to use that. But that's the way. That's what I plan to do. So that's the avenue that I plan to use.
So it's permission. It's permission from the PNB, not from the donor who imposed the restrictions.
I have to look at the grant that I plan to use that. But I'll consider both. I'll take that into account. I'll make a note of that.
Well, I just want to make sure it's solid is all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll note donor imposed restrictions, and if it's possible to use it for
collateral.
Okay. Mm. Note donor imposed restrictions.
Cool. I just want to make sure we don't count on having $300,000. We don't necessarily, because. We all know this institution's gotten itself into trouble in the past doing that. I was also wanting to know what the staffing assumptions are for the national office.
What?
And on the cash flow, like, are you assuming all positions are filled to come up with these numbers?
I have some details which I have in the last thing that I sent to you. Basically. This is an open call. It's not a closed session.
Yeah,
so I really
this is
can't
a, this is, this to, is an open
public.
I really
so not
can't.
Not names, just you know.
What we plan, the additional compared to our plan, I think we have all positions filled, and we also have a national development director. And I'm going to go to the plan right now and see if we actually had that in there. If not, that would be the additional compared to the plan that we had.
So this assumes an executive director on payroll, HR director on payroll,
mm-hmm.
plus an unbudgeted development director.
That I believe would be the only one. Since I was traveling, I've taken my things out of my binder, so I'm like looking through sheets of paper.
Right. Just want to be clear if what we're looking at is the cash we have with paying for all those positions, or if any of those positions are added.
No. We have everything in here. Lynn and Efren did this together, and Lynn is very, very thorough, as we know. So all the positions are in there.
I was still hoping to get a list of back bills, or for instance, are you planning on paying out any back bills under this cash flow, or are you just rolling forward any back bills we may have?
I think I've sent out a complete list on that, and some of the back bills I can tell you are legal.
Right.
It includes a bill from Siegel, from Paul Hastings. However, what we're going to do with Paul Hastings is that when we update the PFW cash flow, is that we'll be paying $10K a month to Paul Hastings from PFW, and the other is the Silverman, and we'll be paying $5K a month. We were paying that out of national office, but as the interim GM at BAI, I would like to take that in and pay that out of BAI. So And those were the back bills. And we're going to pay, I can tell you now, we're paying Democracy Now! This month. It's for April. So May, we'll pay May bill in June. And those, I believe, were the, it was legal, and whether we were up to date on Democracy Now! Were the questions. And that,
right. So my question is, what are the assumptions in the cash flow? Like, are there any catch-up payments rolled into these figures here?
It's an ongoing cash outflow. You mean, if we owe Paul Hastings $100,000, are you asking, are we going to pay them $100,000?
Not asking actually what you're going to do. I'm saying, what assumptions is the document based on? So, like, is the $5,000 a month from WBAI to Silverman, is that already in the WBAI tab of the cash flow?
That is, I believe we did put that in there. Let me just look. Let me look at legal. We did put in, let me just look at it. Okay, that was a question I had, to whether the legal, the 5K was in there. I'm not really sure. I don't see a separate line for legal, so then that's a question. I'll put that out here.
And then the other question would be the catch-up payments you just laid out for Democracy Now!, are they incorporated in the national office cash flow?
We pay, you know, we have it paid monthly, and we're paying April's bill this month in May.
So does the cash flow assume you'll still be a month behind at the end of the period?
It sure does.
Okay.
If I look at Democracy Now!, the administrative. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay.
And on the national legal costs you outlined, does this assume any payback, or does it just roll whatever
just
the balance
rolls,
is forward?
It just rolls forward.
Okay.
I think that what we have done is our legal counsel have negotiated with the various firms that have been handling the many cases. And those are the terms. Our legal counsel, you know, gives me a forecast for legal, so that's why we have this in here. We were able to get a current forecast this week.
Can I add something to that?
Please.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the cases is rapidly almost approached the limit, the insurance limit, the deductible. So, in which case, when we transfer it to the insurance company, we have to make payments on the amount owed to the lawyer. So that's one of the reasons.
I mean, you have to do it immediately at that point.
Well, I think it's calculated on a payment plan, but nonetheless, it has to be done.
So is that reflected in this cash flow? Those payments that you'll have to go on?
I would say so. Yes, in one case.
Well, I'm actually asking LaVarne, because she's supervising the document.
I'm sorry, you asked what? I'm sorry.
Grace just laid out one case that's approaching the deductible on the insurance plan and is going to have to be paid out. The deductible is going to have to be paid out when the insurance company takes it over. I think that's what you said, Grace.
Yes.
So my question is if that payout is included in the cash flow.
I'll have to talk with Ricardo, because in our conversation he did not note that. So I'll just have to have another conversation with him, and I can get back on you.
He noted that in a conversation with me.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's on a particular payment plan. I can.
That would well,
see, saying.
It's the Washington D.C. It's the PFW payment plan, and their payment plan was
okay. And we don't have a cash flow variant, but it's their expense.
Right. Right.
Okay.
But that's the reason that has to be what it is.
And my other question was election expenses. What you have in here for election expenses, is that just what was budgeted, or is it based on what you know now about what it's going to cost?
I think Jamie had sent that out. He'd gotten it from Lynn. Do you want to go over that, Jamie?
Well, no, I know what the budget numbers are. My question are, what numbers are is the cash flow based on?
The cash flow should be based on the budget right now.
Okay. Um, And then I just had a couple questions about how the document works to make sure I'm reading it right. Because the one place the central services didn't seem to match is Pacific or Radio Archives. They show a variable amount of central services coming in each month, but there's no central services for the archive coming out of any other unit.
Yeah, it should only be coming out of the national office because, let me find the due numbers here, make sure that they match up, because that's where we're funding them. There was an agreement that was made.
Are you giving them $30,000 a month?
Yeah.
Well, see, it looks like you've got a line in the national office that says PRA payroll and benefits that's $30,000
mm-hmm.
a month flat.
Right.
But
right.
then in PRA income, it shows central services income at $25,594 a month, and actually less in August. So it doesn't, the numbers don't match up.
Right, in terms of total central services and what we have, payroll and benefits for PRA national office. Okay, so, okay, pension plan. Okay, I'll get back with you on that.
Great. And the final question was on FSRN payments. It looks like this is in the national office. Under net cash flow income at the very bottom, it
mm-hmm.
shows in May, $207,000 withheld to pay to Free Speech Radio News. and then it shows, it looks like that money going out in June, July, August, and September, but it doesn't show any money going out in May.
Because I'm sure that's the net.
Oh, it's okay. It's a net.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Could you explain that for those of us, for me who doesn't understand it?
So
here's
it would be, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, it would be the 207. Here, I can just add it up. 207 plus the 34,636, and then you would just show the 34,636 coming out. But so it's just the net. When you say the net, you add in the negative, you add in the two numbers. So there's then the total amount for central services. I mean, for FSRN was just a second here. Oops.
Deposit is 69,273.
Okay. Wait a minute, huh?
Well, while there's a lull, let me do a catch-up. This is Campbell Johnson. I've been on for about, 10 minutes. And I've been trying to get the documents open. Are we on the...
The revised
Revs
Pacifica PAC Foundation. Mm-hmm.
Consolidated cash flow May to September.
Are you able to get that one open, Campbell?
It had a problem. It had to repair it in opening it. And I don't know if I'm looking at the same things that other folks are looking at. We're on the 300 PRA sheet.
We're on 100 National Office.
Oh, 100 National Office, okay.
Line 79.
Wait just a minute. Okay. And let me see. Let me split this up.
Okay. Let's just see if I can find everybody's address, which Brian sent to me. I certainly appreciate that.
Oh, you're not going to send it through the
FSRN withheld?
Yeah, that's complicated. So a portion of the CPB money we get is reserved for national programming.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Restricted to that purpose. So the national office holds it and disperses it to Free Speech Radio News. And what they're showing is the withholding and the cash going out
right.
to FSRN on the same line. So in May, it's a net positive because they're withholding more than they're dishing out that month.
precisely would be 242,453.
Okay, now I get it.
And by the way, just let me tell you guys that you know that FSRN is planning to go into their negotiations with their contract for 2010. So everyone needs to be aware of that, and the Finance Committee can decide, you know, what is your suggestion in terms of how best to do that in terms of not only the financial impact, but negotiations also.
Do you know what the process is on that?
Well, some of the people who've been on the board, can you tell me if there's a process?
We've never, as far as the Finance Committee, we've never delved into that particular aspect of the project. We've never looked into it. It used to happen somewhere else.
In theory.
I think we need to do a financial impact statement, so we definitely need to have a representative on that negotiation committee. Go ahead.
Well, in theory, and this is a policy that's only really been observed in the breach, but in theory, any contract over $10,000 is supposed to get national board review before an executive signs off on it.
Actually, can I comment on that?
Yeah, national board or national finance committee?
Go ahead,
okay,
Chris.
Great.
National board.
I believe, unfortunately, that policy sunsetted.
Well, as I said, it's only really been observed in the breach.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, anyway, why don't we get back to the... Brian, were you finished with your questions about the document?
Yeah, I hit all my questions. I'll hold comments for later.
Okay, let's see. So I'm next on the stack, Love Arn.
All right.
And the one page I managed to look at this afternoon while I was busy at work, I had a busy day at work.
Don't tell me about it.
Actually, it was a good day, amazingly enough.
Every day is a good day for me, but still.
I was looking at the BAI sheet.
Right.
And I guess one question I have for you is on the WBAI sheet, line 45, salary and related,
mm-hmm.
which you have is 7350. 73,500. But on the income statement for March and January, we spent about 100,000 on this line.
Well, you know, we also had that severance package that was actually done. And after the severance, I think that number is based on what we thought. I can't tell you that I actually did it by each individual in terms of looking at the payroll. But,
yeah, I really don't think that's right, because I think that represents the actual salaries. That's the payroll. But the other expenses of employees.
You think you've got gross salaries, not total salaries and related?
I believe that's what that is.
Let's see. Let me just look at...
In the past,
yeah.
I've been looking at this being... like 98 per month with everything left.
Right, right. And plus we have the Oxford Health here. I don't see that. And we have Oxford. I don't see the Oxford and the pension plan that we pay from the national office. So I think
what are you looking
to
at now?
Do that.
The BAI sheet line 45.
Salary.
The BAI sheet. That isn't in the same document, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's the
tab 600 BAI.
If you don't have
I've got 500 up to 500 KPFK, and that's it.
Use your little arrow. Scroll right.
Just scroll right.
Scroll right. Yeah, there should be little arrows on the bottom left hand of your screen that'll let you go to more tabs.
Let me see.
So anyway,
is it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would. If it's really 100,000, then or thereabouts, then that's 25,000 a month.
Yeah, that was the Oxford and the other premium costs, healthcare costs, are not there. Plus, so what I'll have to do is I'll have to look at the which I have I can get from downstairs. I'll have to look at the payroll and
payroll agrees about with this number.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Right, yeah.
But the rest of, the
the Oxford
fringe.
And the other. You're right, and the fringe is not there. And also, we'll look at that. We think that needs to be added, Oxford and the other health care costs.
Okay. And then it's worth noting that this cash flow actually comes out with a positive number for BAI.
We're keeping our fingers crossed, Jamie.
Well, no, it's good. It's good. It's good to stay positive when it comes to cash flows. Yeah. Anyway, and I see that the current drive, it appears that you don't anticipate it's going to go over goal.
Well, the goal. Yeah. Well,
no,
you know, I did add a little bit.
Flow.
I just added a little. It was at 342. I took it up to 389 for listener support. But yeah, we will definitely go over the number from the budget, which was the 642 number. But we have a goal that we have publicly announced of 800. So everyone knows that. So yeah, so the budget had the budget had 672 as the drive pledge goal, and the drive pledge total was 571. I don't understand that. But we are currently at, what is it? I think I was given 462 at 12 p.m. today.
No, that's good. That's a good.
So and we have little plans to try to do, like, the weekends aren't doing real well, but the weekdays are like spectacular with Tony and Kathy and the rest of the group.
Okay, that's good.
How much was it at 12 p.m.?
I don't want to get bogged down.
I think it was 462. I have an email there. I think.
Okay.
I'm so tired. I don't even remember numbers.
I don't want to. I'm just notating. I don't want to look at the cash flow. We can look.
And plus, you'll send it to me. I ask Andrew to send me the details.
And then I see the July drive looks like you expect a little more than the goal, but not much. So the income, it seems to me, is not unreasonable.
Great.
But the expenses, that salary line, is the one thing that jumped out at me.
And we're not sure if the Silverman payments are in there.
Okay, now, Silverman payments, where would they be? There's no line.
That would be in other administrative.
Well, that's 10. Yeah, I have to do the math there, or somebody would have to. You know.
Yes, I have to see if the 5 is there.
It may be there.
We talked about it, so it may be there.
That's my question.
I had one other reconciliation question on BAI.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So it looks like you're making catch-up payments for a few months on rent, and I think I got those numbers squared away. And it looks like you're hoping to be caught up by August and September.
By July, yeah, August, right.
So in August, on your line called rent expense, which is line 50, it says $69,100.
Because you know that's how we originally did the cash flow. But as you see, it's net 69, and then it has 69, so that
right,
comes
that
out.
Is canceled out, and then you show actual spending on office rental to be 30, and on transmitter to be 37.
Right.
So I guess my question is, those two add up to 67, not 69.1.
Don't get technical, Brian. It's all about utilities. Utilities
sure.
change.
Okay.
It's the reason why the numbers can also change is our utilities. They go up and down. And plus, that tower transmitter rental, we'll have to have John or someone look at each one of those line items, because it's like, why are they? And the thing that's also really good is that, see, if we get caught up, the difference, here's the difference, is that we're no longer paying late payment fees.
Oh, okay. I got you. You're not accruing interest. Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Next person on the stack is Susan.
Yeah. Several questions, questions and comments.
Can I just say real quickly? Can I say real quick? Susan, thank you very much. You reminded us all of the things that we needed to include today, and we made sure we covered those. So thanks a lot.
Great. Absolutely. Appreciate it. And also, I'm delighted, just like Brian said, I'm delighted this is a very usable format, and I understand that more refinements in the numbers need to be made or more in-depth look at them. First of all, regarding the using the restricted funds to retire the loan, in addition to discussing that, you know, what the restricted funds would be with the NFC and the board. Could you review the whatever the documents are that pertain to that restricted fund with Ricardo?
Oh, absolutely. We have, thank you, Susan. We have those, and that's exactly what we have to do, precisely.
Great. That's number one. On the consolidated sheet we've got, or chart, there is $96,000 in retirement. Is that severance? That's $96,000 in retirement in June. On the consolidated.
What line?
That is. I'm sorry. It's line 52.
Sorry. Go ahead. Lynn is here.
That is for fiscal year 08 premium for pension plan, 2% of the entire network.
Okay, so that's for the network pension plan?
Yes, ma'am, for fiscal year 2008.
Okay, so that is an annual fee?
Actually, we accrue on a monthly each station, but at the end of the year, after the audit, we put the right amount, whatever audited amount.
Okay.
And you'll see it there.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could someone repeat what that number represents?
Those full-time employees who work 1,000 hours and above, which is already 1 year, it's eligible for a 2% pension plan, which we accrue on a monthly basis. And at the end of the year, we paid, next June, we have to remove Linsco, private ledger, who is our administrator for the pension plan.
And that's completed after, our auditor is doing that this year. But we have to get another administrator. Well, we have the same administrator, but we have the auditor who's doing the audit of the pension plan, and then the payment, that's why the payment is made in June.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's all the cash that's due into the pension plan from fiscal year 2008.
Yes, sir.
The 2%.
2%.
Right.
Okay. Next question. The election, the amount, the total amount, I understand, that is budgeted for the election costs is 137 something. And I think that prior elections have cost something more like 200,000. I may be wrong about that, but that's what I had heard. Do we have, a plan or an estimate from Les Radke and from Grace about whether we think we can hit that 137,000?
Definitely. I spoke with Les yesterday. Definitely, the budget for 09 was understated. Especially W, I just noticed they put only 10,000, which is way, way below.
Okay, so we need to add some more in above the 137, is that right?
That is very, very low.
Okay.
Les Radke alone is 25,000 already, and each local supervisor fee is 2,700 per month, times 5 months, assuming it's going to finish by October 31st.
Okay, and then also we have costs for mailing and all that sort of stuff.
So that's why I can say we have a shortfall, a total, I can say around 50,000. We have to add more 50,000 for the materials.
Okay, 50,000 for materials. Okay, that's another thing. Dan, everybody on this call may understand this other than moi, but I don't understand how the CPB grants are reflected in the cash flows. They come in on 42, and there's a remittance on 79. What does that mean?
Actually, the CPB for second release being received by National Office in April, so the money is still in National Office book as of April 30.
So it's in their opening bank balance, and they're showing the payout they have to make to the stations.
Well, but does that mean that because it showed the opening bank balance is 1616, then it is shown as a revenue, and it is shown as an expense in the cash flow.
Where are you seeing a CPB revenue in the national office?
You're
42.
You have SRN. That would be the expense part of it. So,
well, it's the same. It's the same amount. It's $795,932 is an income. Line 42, and
wait,
it is
what tab
a...
Are you on? Which tab are you on?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm on consolidated, the first tab.
Yeah,
oh,
you want to...
I think we're on national office.
So each of the stations is going to show that as cash in when it's dispersed by the national office, which is why it shows up on the consolidated. But if you look at the national office tab, it's only moving out of the national office. And if you look at the stations, it's only moving in.
Okay. Okay, but does that mean that the beginning balance of 166, whatever it is, includes 795 of the CPB? The consolidated opening cash balance of 1616.
It's because that
195 of that.
The formula there in that cell includes the opening cash balance for national office, which does include the CPB money.
So to get to your question, Susan, the national office starts May with $734,000 in cash, and it starts May owing $795,000 in CPB money to the stations and to Free Speech Radio News. In other words...
I understand it now. Thank you guys for spending that time with me. Let me ask one other question, and perhaps Campbell can help on this. Is there some way to get to be able to get WPFW to get their information in?
I've been trying to get the information for since we last met, and it's not been. I haven't gotten it as yet, and I've raised this concern with our general manager, and I don't know what he's been sending to the national office. I don't know what's been sent to him from the national office, not a situation that I'm at all pleased with. So that's just where we are. And every time I'm inquiring about things, I hear, oh, we're in the middle of a drive, we're in the middle of a drive. And, it's like nobody breathes or eats when they're in the middle of a drive. So I find that to be very disconcerting. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to secure more information as I possibly can and continue, but I just wanted you to be aware of what the situation was at present, and I will be continuing because there are several, what you may see as tangential issues, but I think are rather significant that just need to have some clarification and resolution. And, we've been making, the LSB here has been making a significant effort to get the information, to set up the mechanisms whereby the information can be communicated clearly and everything, at least on our end. Now, I don't know what is taking place in regards to, you know, the staff and its communication with national office. So that's, you know, I just have to say that I don't have the information.
I appreciate that and your effort. Let me just mention one last thing.
I have a little bit of information. This is Grace.
This is in regard to PFW's cash flow?
It's in regard to the restricted funds.
No, that's a different issue. Can we hold that for
fine.
A minute?
Okay, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Thank you, Grace.
I have information in regard to the PFW. The auditor sent me a package of the information that he has on the gift, and I haven't had a chance to review it, but he sent me a package, so I'll review it and send it on to you.
Excellent.
Are you going to send that on to me?
To everyone, you know, I have Brian sent me a copy of everyone's email that the National Finance. Mm. So that's what I'm working with. My email I can say on outline is lavarin@pacifica.org. So Campbell, if you would send a message, a text to me, and I'll make sure I get your email.
I think I've got your email address on something that was sent.
Okay,
to
well
me,
just
so.
send yours to me. Just send me an
yeah.
email.
Okay.
Okay, good. Let's see, Susan, do you have any other questions on the cash flow?
Yeah, I have one other just sort of summary statement.
Mm-hmm.
The end of year, I think we've seen is 880. Lavarn said it's adjusted to something like, I don't know if you said 770 or 740. On this call, we've identified $250,000 of probable $175,000 of probable understatements, 25 per month at WBAI, 50 or more for elections. And then I have just used kind of a thumbnail for WPFW. Their cash decline from the beginning of the year was like $75,000. So I've just suggested that may be, you know, an estimate for what we may, you know, what may occur for the rest of the year. So we're in really bad shape by September 30.
Yep.
I'd like to add something to this.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Les Radke and I have been talking, and we intend to put an appeal in with the ballot mailing, which should retrieve some of the expense of the election, if not a substantial amount of expense of the election.
You know, we've done that. We did it the last time he did it.
Okay.
So you have models for forecasting how much will come in.
Yeah,
it wasn't nothing. It was about $2,000 at KPFA, but it was, you know, less than 10%.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we can possibly enhance the appeal in some way to...
Right.
So that we get more money back from it. But that's one thing that we're planning. We've been talking about doing.
Okay.
Right. And as I said, the nature of the business is that community-supported radio is that you do your fund drive, you raise lots of cash, the cash is replenished, you do another fund drive, and then in October you have your CPB funding. And if you look at the specific stations, you can see where there's where the issues are. You know, with BAI, because we're actually trying to pay back some of the central services. We have that in the forecast. Like you say, we have the 12,000, at least 12,000 a month on. On BAI benefits. We have
12. Okay. So that amount, well, actually, Susan is right. Your mark, well, like 12 to 20, if you want to include, yeah, 12, about 20 a month on BAI on the benefits. We have the 50,000 maybe. Well, we have an opportunity on the elections, and then again in October is when we get CPP funding, and also that's when the fund drive starts. So until the economy turns around, we can get more productive appeals on our listener support. That's what the business will look like.
Okay, thank you, LaVarn. Let's see, LaVarn, I have a question for you. Are there any national mail solicitations that are planned for the rest of the year?
It's in the forecast.
Okay.
Yeah, we have that. We've been working with, it's like how far do we want to go? I think that we have, both Grace and I have been working it and working with people in New York. And the question is how do we just want to do another mail drop like we've done before, or do we want to do this long, sophisticated thing? And I think that what we want to do is just do another mail. I think what we want to do is just do another mail drop like we've done before. But we do want to do some testing on a database in terms of what appeals to the listeners who have supported this foundation in the past, and out of the national office, you have not gotten premiums or gifts, so we're looking at gifts. But thank you for asking.
Okay, yeah, no, sure. Let's see, are there further comments
Brian,
on
here.
The cash flow and our cash situation?
Okay, yes, Brian. You can put me on the stack.
Okay, Brian, and then Campbell.
I think I'm basically going to echo what Susan said here. First of all, this is great. This is exactly the picture we need to be looking at. I want to underline that it looks pretty